Welcome back to Mbaga Media, Tech Talk. Today, we're diving into a new Android vulnerability that's quite unsettling. Researchers are calling it picksnapping.
Picksnapping, huh? That sounds intriguing, but also a little ominous. What exactly is it and why should we be concerned?
Well, the core of picksnapping is that malicious applications can steal data directly from your Android device's screen. The truly concerning part is that they don't need any special permissions to do this, which is a major departure from how we typically think about app security.
So, it's like a digital version of someone looking over your shoulder, but without you ever realizing it? That's a scary thought, especially if it doesn't need elevated privileges.
Exactly. The attacker's first step is getting you to install a malicious app, which is a common entry point. But once it's on your device, it can start its work without needing to ask for root access or any other special permissions. This bypasses a fundamental layer of security we rely on.
And how quickly can this data be stolen? I imagine speed is a factor in these kinds of attacks.
You've hit the nail on the head. Researchers have demonstrated that picksnapping can steal sensitive data in less than 30 seconds. Think about that, in the blink of an eye, your private information could be compromised.
Less than 30 seconds? That's astonishingly fast and frankly, terrifying. It really makes you question how secure our devices actually are, even with all the protections in place.
It absolutely does. This new threat forces us to take a closer look at the inner workings of our devices and how we interact with the applications we install. The technical mechanics behind it are quite clever, in a malicious way.
I'm eager to hear more about that. How does this digital peeking actually work without needing deep system access? What's the trick?
The trick, or rather the malice, lies in how attackers leverage Android's own programming interfaces. The malicious app essentially tricks other targeted applications, maybe your authenticator app or a banking app, into displaying sensitive information on the device's screen.
Okay, so it gets the sensitive data to appear on the screen first. That's the initial stage. What happens next?
Once the information is rendered visually, the picksnapping app then performs what are described as graphical operations on individual pixels. It meticulously examines every tiny dot of light on your screen, looking for specific patterns.
Individual pixels? So it's not reading the data from memory, but rather analyzing the visual output? That sounds like a very advanced technique.
Precisely. This is where the attack exploits a fascinating concept in cybersecurity, a side-channel attack. In this context, it means the malware isn't breaking into an app's code directly. Instead, it's observing a physical characteristic of the device's operation, the visual output, to infer information.
A side-channel attack. I've heard of those in relation to power consumption or timing variations. So, it's using the screen's display as the side channel. That's quite ingenious, if I can say that about a malicious technique.
Ingenious and deeply concerning. The picksnapping attack maps those specific pixels, those tiny dots of light, to the actual characters, numbers, or shapes that make up the sensitive data. It's a sophisticated method that bypasses traditional permission-based security by focusing on the visual output.
Let's break down the technical mechanics a bit more. When an app, say an authenticator app, needs to show a code, it uses Android APIs to render it. How does the malware intercept or observe this process without needing permissions?
That's the key. It doesn't necessarily need to read the data in the traditional sense of accessing memory. Instead, it focuses on the visual representation. The researchers describe it as running graphical operations on individual pixels.
So, it's analyzing the patterns of light and color that form the digits or characters. Like zooming in incredibly close to see the individual red, green, and blue subpixels that make up each pixel on the screen?
Exactly. The attackers are looking for specific configurations of these subpixels that correspond to numbers, letters, or symbols. By carefully analyzing these patterns, the malware can effectively reverse engineer the displayed data.
It's like watching someone type a password and trying to decipher it by observing their finger movements, but applied to the digital realm of pixels. That really puts the sophistication into perspective.
It's a perfect analogy. And this technical capability has significant implications for the kind of data that's at risk. It goes beyond just simple information theft.
That's what I want to dive into next. What specific sensitive data are we talking about here? What are the most critical implications of this attack?
The most critical implication is the potential exfiltration of two-factor authentication, or 2FA codes. These codes are a cornerstone of modern account security, acting as a vital second layer of defense.
Oh, that's huge. If an attacker can steal those codes as they appear on screen, they effectively bypass that entire security measure. That's a direct path to compromising accounts.
Absolutely. But it doesn't stop there. The attack can also steal location timelines, which is a serious privacy invasion, and indeed, any other private data that happens to be displayed on your screen by any other installed app.
Any private data, that means banking apps, messaging apps, social media, email, anything that displays sensitive information, even momentarily. That's a very broad attack surface.
It is. And the researchers have demonstrated this on specific devices, including Google Pixel phones and the Samsung Galaxy S25. But they also note it could likely be modified to work on other Android models with additional effort.
So, it's not just a niche vulnerability affecting a few obscure phones, it's a concern for a significant portion of the Android ecosystem. That broad applicability is what makes it so worrying.
Precisely. The implications of mapping pixels to letters, numbers, or shapes are profound, especially when considering the types of data that are often displayed on a mobile screen. For instance, many authenticator apps generate time-based one-time passwords, or TOTP, displayed as a sequence of digits.
If pixsnapping can accurately capture and interpret these digits before they disappear or change, it can steal the code needed to log into an account. It's like the very mechanism designed to add security becomes the weak point.
It really is. Imagine a high-security vault, but the combination is clearly written on a whiteboard right next to the door. Beyond authentication codes, the attack can also compromise location timelines.
Location timelines could reveal a person's movements and routines, their commute, gym schedule, or even when they're home and away. That's a goldmine for physical surveillance or targeted attacks.
And we can't forget any other private data an app might display. Snippets of messages, account balances, personal details, anything a user might need to see within an app is potentially vulnerable.
The fact that this has been demonstrated on popular devices like Google Pixel and Samsung Galaxy phones, with potential to be adapted for others, really emphasizes that this isn't a niche issue. It affects mainstream technology that millions rely on.
It's a broad brushstroke of potential vulnerability across a vast ecosystem. Given this threat, the natural question is, what has been done to address it, and is it enough?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? What's the response from Google, and what are the limitations of these fixes?
Google, as the steward of Android, did release mitigations for this vulnerability last month. This is a standard and necessary response when such a threat is identified.
Okay, so they've acknowledged it and deployed some defenses. That's reassuring, at least initially.
However, and this is where the situation becomes more concerning, the researchers who devised pixsnapping found that a modified version of the attack still works even when the update is installed.
Wait, so the initial fix isn't foolproof? That's the crucial detail you mentioned. It means the current defenses aren't a complete solution.
Exactly. The no-fix-yet situation, as the article describes it, highlights the ongoing challenge in cybersecurity. Sometimes, patches can be circumvented by attackers who adapt their methods.
This is a classic cat-and-mouse game. A defense is developed, and then attackers find a way around it. It's a continuous cycle.
It is. A complete fix might be complex because it could potentially require fundamental changes to how Android handles screen rendering or how applications are designed to display sensitive information. It's a testament to the ingenuity of attackers.
So, while Google releasing mitigations is a positive step, the fact that a modified attack still works suggests the underlying mechanism is deeply integrated into Android or app design. That makes a comprehensive fix much harder.
It's a delicate balancing act for developers. They have to find a way to secure the system without breaking compatibility or significantly impacting performance. This ongoing challenge means users might be exposed for some time.
This really underscores that cybersecurity is rarely about achieving a perfect, unbreachable state, but rather about managing risk and continuously improving defenses. It's a dynamic field.
Absolutely. And this leads us to the broader context of the digital arms race. The pig-snapping attack is a stark reminder that the battle between attackers and defenders is relentless.
The digital arms race, that's a perfect description. We see constant innovation on both sides. What's happening on the defense side to incentivize finding these flaws?
Well, platforms like Apple are reportedly upping the reward for finding major exploits to a staggering $2 million, with potential bonuses reaching as high as $5 million. This massive incentive highlights just how valuable and disruptive sophisticated vulnerabilities can be.
$2 million? That's an astronomical figure. It shows how much these companies value finding and fixing critical security flaws before they can be exploited maliciously.
While this specific bounty is related to Apple, the principle is universal. The discovery of critical security flaws is incredibly lucrative for both white hat hackers looking to secure systems and, unfortunately, for malicious actors who seek to exploit them.
This high-stakes environment means that attackers are constantly probing for new weaknesses. Attacks like pig-snapping, which bypass traditional security perimeters like app permissions, represent the cutting edge of that threat.
They're developing new toolkits, and this constant evolution means that relying solely on platform-level security updates, while essential, is simply not enough. Users must also take an active, informed role in their own digital defense.
It's a shared responsibility then. Given that the immediate fixes aren't foolproof, what can users do now to protect themselves from threats like pig-snapping and other evolving digital dangers?
That's the critical question. While no system is perfectly impenetrable, there are proactive steps we can all take. First and foremost, be extremely cautious about app installations, especially from unknown sources. Stick to official app stores whenever possible.
And even within official stores, we need to be discerning. Read reviews, check developer information, and be wary of apps that seem too good to be true or request unusual access.
Absolutely. Secondly, always review app permissions diligently. Even though pig-snapping bypasses system permissions in its primary attack vector, understanding what permissions your apps have is a fundamental security practice for other threats.
If an app asks for access it doesn't logically need, it's a red flag. Regularly auditing these permissions can be a powerful way to identify potential risks lurking on your device.
Third, consider the sensitivity of the data you're displaying on your screen. If you're handling highly sensitive information, perhaps avoid doing so in public or in environments where you might be distracted or vulnerable to physical observation.
Even if the primary threat is digital, like pig-snapping, the principle of not displaying sensitive information unnecessarily in public or vulnerable spaces still holds water. It's basic digital hygiene.
And finally, keep your devices updated. While we've noted that the current mitigations for pig-snapping might not be entirely sufficient, staying updated is still critical for overall security.
Developers are constantly patching vulnerabilities. While an attacker might find a way around one fix, future updates could close that door. So, what steps do you currently take to protect your Android device from malware and other digital threats?
That's a great question to leave our listeners with. Cultivating an almost paranoid level of caution about where we download applications from is key. Sticking to official app stores is the baseline, but even then, we must exercise discernment.
If an app seems suspicious, has a disproportionate number of negative reviews mentioning odd behavior, or requests an unusual and seemingly unnecessary set of permissions, it's best to steer clear. Think of it as digital due diligence.
Regularly reviewing the permissions that your installed apps have is also vital. Even if pig-snapping bypasses system permissions in its primary attack vector, many other forms of malware and intrusive software rely heavily on excessive permissions to operate effectively.
If an app doesn't logically need access to your contacts, your precise location, your microphone, or your camera, it shouldn't have it. Regularly auditing these permissions can be a powerful way to identify potential risks.
And as we discussed, being mindful of the information displayed on your screen is also important. If you're performing sensitive transactions, like online banking or accessing confidential work documents, try to do so in a secure environment, away from prying eyes.
It's a layered defense strategy. Keep your devices updated, be cautious with app downloads, review permissions, and be mindful of what you're displaying on your screen. These are all fundamental security practices.
Absolutely. Ultimately, the pig-snapping attack is a stark reminder of the ever-evolving nature of digital threats. It's a sophisticated exploit that bypasses traditional permission models, demonstrating how attackers can find novel ways to access our sensitive data.
It really highlights the constant need for vigilance, both from platform developers like Google and from us, the users. As technology advances, so too do the methods used to exploit it.
The battle for digital security is not a one-time fix, it's an ongoing process of adaptation, learning, and defense. Understanding these threats, staying informed, and practicing good digital hygiene are our best defenses in this dynamic environment.
In conclusion, pig-snapping serves as a potent and rather alarming reminder of the dynamic and complex nature of cybersecurity. It shows how attackers can find innovative ways to bypass established security measures by exploiting subtle aspects of system design.
The ability of a malicious app to steal sensitive data like 2FA codes and private messages simply by observing pixels on the screen, without requiring elevated system permissions, is a significant development that demands our attention.
It truly underscores the need for continuous vigilance from technology providers and end users alike. As technology advances, so will the methods employed by those who seek to exploit it.
Staying informed about emerging threats, practicing good digital hygiene, and understanding the evolving threat landscape are our most effective tools in navigating this ever-changing digital world. The pursuit of security is an ongoing journey.
Attacks like pig-snapping are crucial milestones on this journey, serving as stark reminders of the work that still needs to be done to keep our digital lives secure. It forces us to question our assumptions about security and remain ever watchful.